this moment? What's with this feeling? What's with January and the locks on the door? How do I make my escape? How do I find what I'm looking for? Hospitals and lobby lights, truth in all of its disgust. Love was never blind, but I was. Cloudy glass and surface rust, voices I could never trust. Love was never blind, but I was.
Oh, Check, check. It is... Hello, microphone. Check, check. It is only April, but the week is already over. One thing is for sure, it is not quite Tuesday. I'm DJ Tuesday. I need some coffee. We got something new for you today. I banked this out in an hour. It has not been workshopped. It won't be, most likely. But it's freeform, baby. This is U-Haul Gothic. Check. October 22nd, 2018, halfway through freshman fall. At this point, I'm still stress running an average of 3 5Ks a week. It's something I've been doing for about 2.5 years now, but I only broke the 5K barrier one night that September. That's another story. The weather had begun to turn. It was mid-40s, windy and bone dry, my eyes were burning, my hands were frozen. I was running along the Mystic River Parkway late at night. For about a quarter mile, there are no street lamps on the Mystic River Parkway. Only cars' headlights on the right, moon reflecting off the stream on the left. You run in the perfect black void between the two. More than usual while running, I believe conscious thought ceases in that quarter mile. On completion, you take a sharp turn and are immediately thrown at the feet of this white, monolithic, spotlit from underneath U-Haul self-storage complex. I'm not a worldly man, but I can only imagine that self-storage is a distinctly American concept. We work 10 weeks more per year than any other developed country, because at some point in the early 20th century, the rich and powerful convinced us that not only is time money, time is better spent in the acquisition of money than anything else. At last, the great tug of war would not be over how many hours a week was considered full time, or how many weeks of how much paid vacation and sick leave to provide, but merely over how much money people were entitled to for abandoning their families, passions, and intellectual endeavors for upwards of 40 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. Because with that money, we would buy stuff, and stuff would fill the void, and buying stuff would make sure that we would continue to get paid for making the stuff, so in the future we could buy more stuff to fill the void the last batch didn't quite fill. Eventually, we have too much stuff for the space we live in, so we pay more money for extra space to put it all. It piles up mountains of stuff in perfect, climate-controlled cells, barred by chain-link fences and sliding metal doors, as if we need to imprison our stuff, dam up the embarrassing amount of blood and sweat that went into buying it, only for it to end up here, or else it'll flood over. Everyone from Marx to Einstein knows that that much stuff represents enough energy to level a building. I stopped and looked up at the U-Haul building. There was a billboard there I had never noticed before. A full-sized billboard, and it only took up a fraction of the wall space. Storage made easy. Storage made easy, declared a white woman in a pinstripe suit. Blue eyes, brown hair, shiny white teeth, fully bared in a hollow smile, sharp. Behind her, a hallway of storage lockers stretched backwards forever into infinity. Wow. A gust of wind shook the trees behind me, sends up a dust devil in the parking lot I'm in. My eyes are watering from the cold and the dirt, but the building is so well lit, spotlights illuminating the billboard from underneath, the white and orange U-H-A-U-L across the top of the building. It's all just a wet blur. Storage made easy. The only other place I know this dedicated to imprisoning stuff is a landfill under mountains of dirt and turf. At least putting something in a landfill requires a goodbye. Storage made easy. How cruel to give this garbage false hope of returning to your life one day. storage made easy, because being honest with yourself and consigning it to the fire would be not easy. Storage made easy. Why are her teeth that white? Storage made easy. Is that the normal amount of sharp for teeth to be? I lift up my phone and take a picture. 35% battery. I open the camera app and point it at the smiling white lady. Boom. Turn dead. Black mirror. I hit the power button. It won't turn back on. Another gust of wind. This time I swear the street lamp flickers. I run. I am gone. I can't listen to music. I do not know what time it is or what pace I'm running. My phone is dead in my pocket, transformed of its own inscrutable volition into just another piece of glass, metal, and silicon and stuff. At least it knew how to say goodbye. I remember nothing about how I got back to my dorm that night, but I did. My phone turned back on, forced software update apparently, unprompted 15-minute installation process. Probably used half my data for the month. Anyway, here's Shelved by the Mountain Goats.
Thank you.
Hope you liked that intro, because it's all the prep I did for today. We're a quarter way through the hour. What else have we got? What we have is 16 listeners, which is about 5 or 6 more than usual. Now, there was some reconfiguration down here at the studio. So for all I know, the extra 5 could just be computers and sound equipment we've hooked up. But if not, hi, probably FCC monitors and mom. And if not, hi, thanks for listening. If you're none of the above, I'm very surprised. What's happened in the past week? A lot happened in the week between spring break and our first show of the second half of the semester. Less so now. Had my interview, so for those unaware, I threw an application in the direction of TCS 145, the class taught at the men's max security prison. I forget what town it's in, but it's run by the Tisch College of Civic Life. Very admirable program. I would love to be a part of it. I am the only engineer to apply in 2 years, which, while not super surprising, I didn't know how to interpret it, whether or not that's going to be a point in my favor or against it. I did stumble in the interview as to how a knowledge of criminal justice would help me specifically be a better civil engineer, but that's also what we're going in to learn. I don't know. Hope I get in. Otherwise, best of luck to the 10 people who do some good work, meet some good people. Dispensed some wisdom to some high schoolers this week. Friend of mine had a little sister come up. I gave no real import, although I did make their school principal chuckle, so I'm counting that as a win. So it was a group of people, and so one of them was like, yeah, we've got a huge variety of majors in this group. We got a comp sci major, we've got a film and media studies, we've got an applied mathematics and finance, Miguel, and I was like, yes, I'm majoring in Miguel, I'm on the self-discovery track, that, I mean, aren't we all? That got a chuckle, proud of that one. What else? Saw, a little cafe show, duo act, Sister Cities, opened for Sungry Talk. Full disclosure, Sungry Talk is my cousin, but they are all incredible musicians. Favorite song by Sister Cities had to be John Wilkes Booth, which includes the line, "They say a sideways glance can alter the course of history," and also is just an unequivocal banger. You should look them up on Spotify or wherever. As for Sungry Talk, look them up on Patreon. Lots of exclusive content on there. I bought myself 4 minutes. I could have been using this to look up my next track. We can skip to sponsors and PSAs. Yeah, let's do that. All right, a PSA from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. This one is called "Why Not Cover Your Computer Camera?" If you have a computer with I'm so tired. I need so much coffee. 16 listeners, huh? You're sticking around for this. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover up the camera with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. Do as I say, not as I do. I haven't gotten around to it, to be completely honest. I know I should care. I know I really should care about the surveillance state, but I just can't. Ever since the Edward Snowden thing, even then I was like, well, what else is new? Do as I say, not as I do. Or neither, in this case, yes. I'm not politically informed. People think I'm politically informed for some reason. I haven't heard the news in months. 17 viewers, really? There you go. You knew. He heard and immediately dropped out. What a champ. Here's the deal. I don't know how to play vinyl in this station setup. I'm not entirely convinced that any of the turntables even work at this point. Someone stole the needle from a turntable one. But I saw a vinyl in the lounge that just fascinated me. And that's either a single or some sort of compilation album from Roy Harper called When an Old Cricketer... I'm typing this in as we speak. When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease. Apparently it's like Britain's Casey at the Bat. I have no idea what this is, but I was immediately fascinated by it because for someone who's distinctly unathletic, I do have a casual interest in sports poetry. I don't know. Hearing people talk about sports is so much more enjoyable than actually watching them, getting the arcs of the season and, like, the biographies of the famous players and, like, these teams that go on. My favorite football team in the NFL, I've watched, like, 2 Super Bowls, and that's it. My favorite Super Bowl team, absolutely not a Super Bowl team, my favorite team in the NFL is the Cleveland Browns, because the Cleveland Browns went on a losing streak so long that they were considering it, turning it into the marketing gimmick. They were like, we could be the new Cubs. We could, like, be the losers and, like, get spots for TV, on TV, for being the losers. And then they won one game and then went back on the losing streak, but they, like, ruined the gimmick. Like, that's not, you can't say we have a 0.01 win percentage. Like, that's not, you have to be the losers. You have to be the losers, and they botched that. They lost it being losers. It's incredible. So anyway, this is When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease by Roy Harper. Who is Roy Harper? Is this spoken word? Is it a song? It's 8 minutes long. I know nothing about this. But let's give it a listen. Let's make sure. Alrighty.
When the day is done and the ball has spun in the umpire's pocket away, and all remains in the groundsman's pace for the rest of time and the day, there'll be one man dog and his master pushing for four with the spin on a dusty pitch with 2.6 of willow wood in the sun. When an old cricketer leaves the crease, you never know whether he if sometimes you're catching a fleeting glimpse of a 12th man at silly mid-on, and it could be Jeff and it could be John with a new ball sting in his tail, and it could be gathering stands, and the clock turns back to reflect on the years of grace as those footsteps trace for the last time out of the end. Well, this way of life's recollection, the hallowed strip in the haze, the fabled man and the noonday sun are much more than just yarns of their days. When an old Cregula leaves the crease, well, you never know whether he's gone. Sometimes you're catching a fleeting glimpse of a 12th man. Well, you never know whether he's gone. If sometimes you catch in a fleeting glimpse of a 12th man at silly mid-on, and it could be me, and it could be thee.
See, here's the deal. Until relatively recently, like maybe a year and a half ago, like any young man who was raised in like more or less traditional nerd subcultures, I had a disdain for sports. And then two things happened, and they're likely related. First of all, I started listening to a podcast called Waypoint Radio. Waypoint Radio is a site about the intersection of social justice and the games we play as human beings, and that includes sports. And when I heard them start, like, seamlessly transitioned from conversations about electronic media straight into, like, hey, what's the NBA up to these days? Like, I was fascinated. I was fascinated by their ability to construct a mythos about these players and about passion and physical sacrifice and corporate greed and just self-expression. It was interesting. Another thing that happened is I heard the Mountain Goats album Beat the Champ. Beat the Champ is a album about the lives of professional wrestlers. Professional wrestling, it's like barely a sport. I think Werner Herzog described it as theater of the body. Herzog is a jerk, but he had some thoughts about professional wrestling, apparently, that I'm inclined to agree about, and seeing how that whole spectacle tied into John Darnielle's personal development was really interesting. And then Austin Walker of Waypoint Radio is a big Mountain Goats fan, But also, I do believe just an independent, like, of his own childhood, a professional wrestling fan. And so these people, they're... I thought about this just the other day because John Oliver actually did a thing on the WWE. Professional wrestling is... It's like... It's sort of like that cosmic brain thing where, like, small brain is, it's a blood sport, and then medium brain is, it's all fake, and then high brain is, it's a blood sport. Like, these people are independent contractors. They have basically nothing for, health insurance, and they get no time off. They perform, like, 200, 300 nights out of a year, just destroying their bodies and having to work through injuries. And so a bunch of them die prematurely. They get spinal damage. They get brain injuries. It's insane. It's a time. It's a time. One day I might talk more in depth about Beat the Champ, but following up the theme of athletes finally having to get out of the business, this is going to be the first track off of... I just realized that I've played the first track off of Beat the Champ Southwestern Territory in my episode, in my little segment on the wind instrumentals of Matt Douglas. Instead, we're gonna... Yeah, all right. Instead, we're going to play Unmasked off of Beat the Champ by the Mountain Goats.
Rain beats down, down on the outer walls, down on the skyline, where the streetlights shine like unquenchable coals. I'm up high, trying to say goodbye, the only way I know how. Crude and graceless, peeking through the eye holes, seeing the real you, and just
See, Unmasked is interesting because it's a song... The entire album sort of treads the line between songs that are sung, like, in kayfabe and songs that are, like, about the actual people behind the mask and the way those lines blur in professional wrestling. Southwestern Territory is a much more, like, removed song rather than getting this song, this weird wrestling-themed love song from the perspective on someone the moment before they go down on a pile driver and rip this person's mask off. Southwestern Territory is like a much more removed song about some anonymous punching bag, some probably heel who clearly his body is failing him and he has to get out sometime, but he, like, that's not an option for him. The most heartbreaking thing on that WWE expose by John Oliver was this interview with a guy who was forced to go back to wrestling at, like, age 50. I forget his name, but, like, a 50-year-old busting through tables and coming down from the top ropes and getting the snot beat out of him. And his justification was, like, I've got no money. Like, I can't withdraw my retirement savings until I'm 65. Let's be real. I'm not going to make it to 65. And then he passed away at 61. Yikes. Yeah. I would be interested in more media about the lives of professional wrestlers. Austin Walker did a whole, like, RPG series in his podcast, Bluff City. I'm not willing to explain Friends at the Table on live radio. Just, it was cool. It was a cool story about some wrestlers behind the scenes. And other than that, like, I don't see a lot of stuff that... I used kayfabe a while back. Kayfabe is, like, wrestling words for in character or in fiction. Two characters might be enemies in kayfabe. A person might act in a heel might be in kayfabe when you find him on the street and suddenly he turns on the jerk mode. And so, like, all the media I see about professional wrestling is in kayfabe, so to speak. That isn't a traditional use of a word, but it's about the people that live in kayfabe. Because of the people I hang out with, the two samples that I've been acquainted with this week are two anime, one called Tiger Mask and one called Baki the Grappler, and both of which claim to be about... combat sports, and I was getting excited for it, and then it was just, like, a slightly more grounded tournament anime. Baki the Grappler specifically is about, like, an underground fighting ring populated by serial killers. It's, like, yeah, no. And Tiger Mask, I think the mask he wears is literally magic and gives him the powers of a tiger. It's like a... the reason I'm thinking about Baki... The reason I'm thinking about Baki is... There was the single worst scene I've ever seen in any visual media. It was the single worst love story I've ever seen. We watched the love story episode. It was actually terrible. I don't know if it's appropriate to discuss on radio... yeah, screw it. High 16 FCC monitors. There was a sex scene, right? A drawn-out sex scene. Like, God, it was, like, 4 full minutes. And then at the end, this kid, 17 years old, not drawn like he's 17 years old, has the body of, like, what's even... You know that comic artist from Marvel that everyone craps on for not having a sense of anatomy and having people with, like, torsos 10 times the size of their head? 17 years old, drawn like that. And so this director, who is just so used to having a screenplay that reads something along the lines of, and then this person punches that person, and they punch back, and then they unleash a new type of punch, and we get a cutaway explaining the new type of punch, and then they execute the new type of punch. This person, who has no idea how to write romance, says, has Baki say the single worst line I have ever seen. It was something along the lines of, sex is just like fighting. You find where your opponent is most weak, and then you apply damage, and then does a sexual act on this person. And I've not stopped thinking about apply damage all week. It's terrible. DJ Tolstoy. DJ Tolstoy is the one who showed. Terrible. Bad. I don't appreciate you showing us this. I wasted an hour of my Friday night, and I can't get it back, and I can't stop thinking about apply damage. This was a conversation about professional wrestling, and how there are genuinely interesting and resonant themes to be mined there, and then it turned into a conversation about apply damage. Identity. Can I be honest? I don't think what the world needed was me learning how to talk uninterrupted for several minutes at a time. I don't think that's what me or anybody else needed. I don't think it's what anyone needs, to be honest. I think we should all be willing to talk less. And yet, this is what the medium demands. I could play music. I didn't prep a playlist last night because of that writing piece that opened up the show, which is becoming increasingly out of character with what the rest of the 45 minutes became. Here's the deal, though. Unmasked and Beat the Champ as a whole is a song about identity and the sanctity of identity. And it has a weird way of looking at love. And this is a song, this has to do with the song I'm about to play, which is one of my favorite Mountain Goat songs. It's like one of the few just very tender and happy and uncomplicated Mountain Goat songs. It's a very interesting way of looking at love, where between Unmasked, which is about the end of a relationship, and Animal Mask, which is about the beginning of a relationship, albeit not a romantic one, how the characters show love is by making sure that nobody can see your true face unless you want them to. That's like the ultimate act of care in Animal Mask, and then Unmasked is how that sanctity was shattered. Let's listen to Animal Mask by the Mount Goats.
1, 2, 2, 3, and... I hear you call for help. You can't protect yourself. Frog mask and yellow cape. fighter's chance. Hold on, I cried, I'll be right there. Pull your mask down through your hair. They won't see you, not until you want them to. That was when we were green and young. Battle cry rising from your tongue. Some things you will remember, some things stay sweet forever.
Yeah, so John Darnielle wrote that song after the birth of his son. He explicitly, like, referred to the birthing room as a, like, steel cage free-for-all chaotic mess. And so, like, that line is what always hooks me about that song. They won't see you, not unless you want them to. Because, like, the ultimate act of destruction in professional wrestling is having other people know your secret identity. Like in old luchador wrestling, like having your mask taken off was effectively like ego death. It's like you have ceded control over how other people perceive you, and so ensuring that privacy is clearly something that's like the main way he seems to express his love for his son in this song. And then Unmasked is the breaking up with a lover or a friend or whatever and exposing them fully. That's what I got about that. I just thought it was interesting. We're actually reaching the end of the hour. I never thought we would get here, to be honest. Side note, Spinatron is like the logging software we use here at the station. They let you, I want coffee so bad. I'm getting an espresso after this. We updated Spinatron, we moved to a new version of Spinatron, and they have episode titles now, and I look forward to making use of this fully. yes. Again, I'm just really not sure that the habits we as people need to practice is talking almost uninterrupted for an hour straight. Let's see. How do we close out the hour? Everybody loves dead air. We're gonna hit... So under the spoken section of the first part of the hour, we actually listened to some bonus tracks off the album Goth's series of ambient tracks. We're going to listen to the last one of those, which is... Scaling the Well. Scaling the Well by the Mount Goats. Let's go. Thank you. That's a horrible idea. This is 5 minutes of ambient. Instead, we're going to listen to a very pleasant live performance I found of We Do It Different on the West Coast, featuring a sax solo by Matt Douglas. Let's go.
The papers write about it back in England. It's practically a lifestyle in Berlin. There's probably some pockets in Ohio. Almost always something happening in Ohio. I heard some bad reports about Long Island. I don't trust what people say about Long Island. I heard some good things from some friends about Chicago. Gotta see with my own eyes about Chicago. We do it different on the West Coast. 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 I heard they had a problem with some skinheads at a show at a machine shop in Pomona. I feel like half my friends have moved to San Francisco. I think I'm gonna bleach my hair this weekend. And Dave went to New York, I don't care. You can't shut people up once they get back from their Christmas out there. Skim through such magazines as I can get my hands on. Glue circuit boards to plywood on the weekend. Trellis modulation for you children. There's a whole new world just up around the corner. We do it different on the West Coast. We do it different on the West Coast. We do it different on the West Coast. We do it different on the West Coast.
That's what we've got time for today, folks. Remember, when an old cricketer leaves the crease, you never know whether he's gone. Next up is Strike the Box with DJ Chris here on WMFO 91.5 in Medford. I'm going to go walk a dog.
So world filled with men who spend their time talking.